Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It is Queen J. Welcome to another episode, a very short episode once again, of Queen J Podcast on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts for now, and Amazon Music. Those are the places that you can tune into Queen J Podcast. This episode makes me want to scream because I miss my favorite wrestler live for WrestleMania. I just was telling y'all on a couple episodes there was a question whether I was still a wrestling fan. I don't know if I kept that episode up or not. I gotta go back and look. But guys, if you would listen to this show, I've been doing this, like I said, 3 years now, and you guys know there were some episodes I had to delete because sometimes I don't always pay to have the extra time. You know, if I'm not doing shows on a regular, I don't pay for the extra time. I just get my 30 to 45 minutes in pre-shows. But what I'm telling you guys is that y'all know I used to do WrestleMania panels and things like that, right? So you guys know that I was a huge wrestling fan. You guys know that I love The Undertaker. The Undertaker has been I've been a fan of his since 2004. And even though he was the one that got me into wrestling, I still went back the years before that and watch everything that he did. So I've been a fan of his for a while now. I'm still a fan of his. I stopped watching wrestling back in 2000, I want to say 20 or 21. But if I knew that The Undertaker was going to be a WrestleMania this year, I would have tuned in live. And, like, I didn't pay for my Peacock. I'm just going to be real. I didn't pay for my Peacock because I didn't, you know, care about it or whatever. Because I had Peacock last month, and I was watching the Monk movie, for those of you who like Monk, the TV show. The Monk movie is on Peacock, by the way. Y'all know I love to promote stuff. I don't charge to promote things because I feel like, you know, for those who do free promotion, I mean, for those who charge for promotion, that's great. But I don't charge for promotion. So if you want me to promote something, I'm not a big broadcaster, but I don't mind promoting it. I don't mind getting out there. You know what I'm saying? Since my podcast is on 3 other platforms now. And I'm still trying to work on this one platform that I want to get it on. But guys, I had a friend, a very close friend, told me, if you don't want to watch WrestleMania, The Undertaker's going to be in there. Y'all, listen, I thought they was, like, playing with me, right? I said, nah, he retired. He's not going to still show up. Even though I know people's wrestlers retire and they still show up, you know, later and everything, sometimes still make appearances, but I said, nah, that's, I was like, nah, that's not The Undertaker's thing anymore. I said, he's good. But I didn't know, guys. I didn't know that he was going to be there. Like, I guess Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns had a match, and The Rock, I guess, interfered, and The Undertaker showed up. Let me tell y'all, this man has been my favorite wrestler for a long time. Like, he is the reason that I got into wrestling, guys. He's the reason I got into wrestling. Like, when I first turned on WWE, I remember I was at my, matter of fact, I was at my friend's house. But me and her are not really friends, but we cool. I speak to her, and she speak to me. But at the time, we were really close, and I remember I was at her house, and she used to watch wrestling, too. And I remember I was at her house, and I saw this man come out in the ring, played the gong, did his thing, and I said, and I remember it was SmackDown, remember he used to be on SmackDown, and I said, you know what, this person got me wanting to watch more wrestling. And ever since then, I've been an Undertaker fan. Ever since then, he's been my favorite wrestler. Ever since then, I just always want to make sure I never miss when he's out there. It's something about The Undertaker, Mark Calloway is his real name, but I always tell people they couldn't have picked a better person to be The Undertaker. Couldn't pick a better person. He used to wear the makeup good. His voice, because he did a certain voice. If you listen to him outside of wrestling, his voice is deep, but it's not that deep as it be in wrestling. It's just, I just can't explain to y'all everything about The Undertaker I love. I don't know the person that plays him personally, but I'm talking about the person that plays in WWF as The Undertaker. No matter what genre he was, even when he was American Badass. Y'all remember he was American Badass and he was the mean American Badass back in 2002? Even when he was evil, and I'm not saying like evil, you know what I'm saying, like, because he used to call himself Big Evil though. Yes, then check it, when he was back on, when he was American Badass, he used to call himself Big Evil Red. Correct me if I'm wrong now. If I'm wrong, say I'm wrong. Didn't he used to call himself Big Evil? Yep. He did. Matter of fact, he used to have a shirt that said Big Evil. So I know what I'm talking about. But the fact that I just could say so much about him, y'all. Like, oh, my goodness. But the fact that it's just so much about The Undertaker that I love. I love how he kept going to the end. Even when a lot of people are like, okay, it's time for him to stop. After Brock Lesnar, you know, beat the streak, which was, to me, I still say Brock didn't deserve to do that. If you're going to have somebody beat the streak, Roman shouldn't beat the streak. Roman had defeated him, correct me if I'm wrong, but Roman should have beat the streak. Roman was more deserving to beat the streak. Brock Lesnar should not have beat the streak. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say, but Brock Lesnar should not have beat that streak. If you're going to find that the streak be broken, then you should have had let Roman Reigns did it. You should have let Roman Reigns did it. You should have let Roman Reigns did it. If it was going to be that final time, Roman Reigns should have been the one to beat the streak. I would have been all for that. Wrong candidate, but you know how Vince was. Y'all know how Vince was, so. There's just so much I can say with Undertaker, like just his who he is in wrestling, his makeup, his outfit, the gong, the music, just how he kept on going. He motivated me, actually, because he kept on going until he finally said he was finished. And the final time he was finished was in the Boneyard match. No matter what loss he had at WrestleMania, he still wanted to make a final appearance match with AJ Styles. And he wanted to be, he said he was comfortable with it being no crowd. He said he was good with that. This is so much. I can tell y'all why I love The Undertaker so much. And I might just, you know, make an episode. Don't quote me on it, but I might make an episode just tell y'all things that I love The Undertaker. And why, you know, because I've been on shows before. I've been interviews, and people have asked me why you love The Undertaker so much. Like I said, it's just his music, his genre, just him being an Undertaker. You know, just the matches he had, the way he comes out and scare people, and you know, people are intimidated by him, and when you feel his presence, and just everything. I'm just gonna say this, and I know people might not agree with me, but Vince may not do a lot of things right, but he did right when he wanted Mark Calloway to be the Undertaker. For years, you know, Undertaker has dominated so many people. And, you know, even though he retired, just to see, I know that he still showed up in WWE this year at WrestleMania. I'm just a little upset because I wished I would watch it live. But don't y'all worry. I will be getting my Peacock back either this month or next month. And when I get my Peacock back, I will tune in to see that thrill, to feel that presence. When that gong hits and that music goes dark, well, actually, hold on. When the music, when the lights go out first, then that gong hits. And then you hear that, dun, 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 dun. Hey, when you hear that. But the only thing I say is that if y'all going to let The Rock and The Undertaker have a match in the future, please use The Undertaker's other music, because I feel like it's more appropriate now since he's retired. Now, I don't know what music they played when he came out. Maybe they did play that. Like I said, I got to watch it. But if now that The Rock is calling out Undertaker for a future match, my thing, and I know the Undertaker is going to accept, my thing is this, y'all need to play Ain't No Grave, Go Hold My Body Down. I'm not saying for real. But Ain't No Grave, Go Hold My Body Down. When I rise up out of the ground. Okay, that's no bad. Well, I'm just saying, y'all need to play Ain't No Grave, because that would be more efficient for that match. Because clearly, No Grave can hold the Undertaker's body down. In my opinion, yes, he retired, but he's still doing his thing. Ain't No Grave can hold his body down. So that would be the music. I would say, do the gong, turn the lights off, but play Ain't No Grave. That, to me, that would be more of a song that you would play for someone that retired, that had maybe two losses at WrestleMania, but still coming back strong. And he looks amazing, by the way. He looks amazing. I saw the pictures. I haven't looked at the – somebody probably got on YouTube. I'm going to probably go on YouTube and watch in a minute. But he looks amazing. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, I'm getting ready to go now, but I just want to come and share how I'm so sad that I missed it. But knowing the Undertaker came back, and if I was still on Twitter, I'm pretty sure I would have people at me, hey, girl, you know who's coming to, you know, because Twitter would be knowing everything before it happened anyway. You know, come back. You know, they probably would say, hey, girl, Julius the Queen J, whatever they call me. If I was on Facebook, and my Facebook is sadly being deleted today. So, you know, it's been a month now. So no more Facebook. But listen, I would have my one homeboy shout to him. He would say, you want to Undertaker be at WrestleMania, right? He made an appearance. You know, I would have just had so many people, you know, messaging me about my Undertaker. But I will watch it. You know, I still can watch it. It's just different, guys, when you watch something live. You know what I'm saying? It's different when you can see something live and watch that live, you know, to get that feeling, you know what I'm saying? That rush, that adrenaline rush when that favorite wrestler makes their appearance and you see them come out and you just, and I know the crowd went crazy because I don't think he was making no WrestleMania appearances. I don't think Undertaker showed up since his Boneyard match, so I don't think so. Now, I could be wrong, but anyway, I know I don't think he'd been there last year, so just to know that he showed up, I know a lot of people were so happy. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off. It doesn't matter if a wrestler retires. When they make an appearance, that still is amazing. It's still amazing when they make an appearance. So, okay, guys, I'm getting ready to get off. I just wanted to come and share that. I missed my Undertaker coming on there, but I'm hoping that him and The Rock do make a match. Like, a lot of people say, okay, you retired, stay retired, but he hasn't been wrestling. He has not been wrestling, but, you know, everybody has that final match that they do. So I think that'll be good. I hope they build a feud up. I hope that they come and make appearances. And let's get this thing going, because, hey, that's more money for both of them. All right, guys, I'm getting ready to go. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. Remember that my hour-long shows will come back soon. I just don't know when. Hopefully next week, but You know, you're still here for me. Remember that this show is also on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. I don't know how long it's going to be on Apple Podcasts. And this show is also on iHeartRadio. So make sure that you guys, you know, go to your favorite. If you like any one of those, if you like any one of those platforms, you can listen to me on any one of those as well. I love you guys for getting me at 1,007 listeners. As I've said for 3 years now, it is not about the listeners. It's about the fact that you guys tune into my show still. Even though I don't do guests anymore, but you guys still tune into my show, I'm forever grateful. I'm forever grateful for all those who have been a guest on my show, who have supported my show, who have just been here. Even if we don't communicate anymore, I still appreciate you just for coming to my show. I am, people have got to get to know me to know that I'm always going to show my gratitude for everything. But that interview is coming, guys. It's coming. And I just got to get it together. And, you know, my music on my show is coming, but right now I'm just giving y'all a little ones and twos, a little bit, or whatever. Okay. So, get ready to go. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thursday. It's almost the weekend, so you guys know that I may come live tomorrow or Saturday. Remember, I told y'all I would try to do one episode during the weekday and one during the weekend. So just know I may come live tomorrow or Saturday, so stay tuned. If I don't, I will talk to y'all next week. And remember, Sunday starts a new week, so it could be Sunday. All right, y'all have a nice day.